Letter to Dr. Christopher Kennedy, MD, regarding patient Brazel, BRAZZEL, first name Amanda. Dear Dr. Kennedy, I had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Brazel. She's a very pleasant Caucasian right-handed woman who presented to my office for evaluation of intractable migraine started 2 weeks ago. The patient has a long history of migraines from age of 19. Usually it would occur around the menstrual cycle. She described previously phonophotophobia and nausea and some visual dysfunctions. The headache was previously treated by a neurologist, and she tried on a few preventative medications and triptans in that period. About 2 weeks ago, she developed her typical menstrual migraine that never went away. She reports daily frontal throbbing pain with phonophotophobia and visual aura periods. It could become debilitating. The patient went few visits to urgent care and the primary care physician, had a solumedrol injection as well as the prednisone and Benadryl and Raglan period. She's taking Topamax 100 milligram stable dose for a couple years. She has insomnia and using 10 milligram of Ambien a night alone with melatonin. She's on the magnesium unknown dose period. Her past medical history, she had a right thoracic outlet surgery. Had a history of esophageal spasm period. Current medications as above, drug allergies, not known. Review system positive for periodic dizziness. The patient was diagnosed with epilepsy in a childhood and was taking Zorantin, Z-A-R-O-N-T-I-N, and it was stopped at the age of 13 in that period. She had a petite mal seizures in the childhood in that period. She told me that MRI of the brain was done a while ago in that period. On examination, your height, 5'5", and weight, 120, the blood pressure 100 over 70 with a heart rate of 84 and regular. Follow normal neurologic template. Period impression, status migrainosus, number 2 history of a common migraine, number 3. The history of thoracic outlet syndrome surgery. Patient had a remote history of epilepsy in that period. Recommendations number 1, procedure note, after the verbal consent was obtained and side effects were explained, I injected 1 cc of 0.5% morphine, 1 cc 2% lidocaine, 20 milligram of depomedrol over the bilateral exits of the great occipital nerve. This was done without complications. Period number 2, she will start in this in 25 milligram one tablet 3 times a day with food, with meals for the next 5 days. We'll start patient on nortriptyline, 10 milligram every night for first week, followed by 20 milligram in the second week and 30 milligram in the third week. I will set up electroencephalogram, and transcranial Doppler test with a bubble test to rule out patent foramen ovale. Number next, if your symptoms persist despite use of two preventative medication, we might consider doing Botox injections in the future period. Signature Alexander Feldman, MD, face-to-face time, 40 minutes.